Folks, it's hard to find the perfect pair of jeans. You don't want to break the bank, but you need something that lasts. So the problem with jeans is that the really good pairs cost $200 or $300 easily, and the bargain brands just fall apart and look terrible. If you're sifting through sales racks just to find a decent pair of jeans under $100, you can call off the search party. 2017 is here, and you're already behind on this winter's hottest trend, so why not ignore all the fast fashion noise and buy something timeless? Delisted offers luxury gray denim at affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Delisted has starting at just $75. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands and designers, while skipping the markups and middlemen. The result, pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Go to delisted.com, spelled D-S-T-L-D.com, and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Delisted is your answer to elevated style without elevated prices. Just go to delisted.com right now and use the promo code FERAL at checkout and get 20% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com, promo code FERAL. Five letters, folks. DSTLD.com for your jeans.
FERAL Audio.
Coming up on 9 a.m. on the West Coast here in Glendale, California, it's Tim Heidecker bringing you another Office Hours. Warming things up over here. Got a little hot puppy A on the radio. Allergies or some kind of congestion happening today, so I'm going to be a little mucusy for you. Oh, yeah. Hot as hell in my office, too, so I'm going to be in a mood today, folks. That's right. Gonna sound good. Doc Chicken calling. Let's get a call started. Let's just get things going without a lot of, hey, Doc. I'm taking Doc. Doc, hold on. We got a Skype malfunction as usual. Okay, Skype has tried my first call. Oh, here we go. Skype, Doc?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm an ant head, and I was just wondering, how much are you going to pay, like, the director of Ant-Man, like, for the sequel? Like, how much are you going to pay him to star in it?
Well, here, is this a new listener to the Office Hours, friend?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta keep them all segregated, okay? We're not here to do, we're not playing bits on this show.
So no on Cinema Family allowed?
You're allowed, pal, but I'm not gonna play along. I'm not in character, see?
Oh, really? You're not in character?
Well, I mean, listen. I'm in a character, but I'm not in that character.
Oh, okay.
That's clear.
Yeah.
How are you doing anyways? I want to know more about you, less about me, right? Where are you calling from?
I'm in France right now. I'm on holiday. Yeah.
What part? South of France? That's where I picture you down there.
I'm in Lyon right now.
Lyon. Where are you hail from back in the States?
I'm from Michigan.
Okay. Michigan. Yeah. And what do you do to give yourself such luxury that you're over there vacationing in France?
Well, I'm just a college student, so yeah.
Should be hitting the books.
Yeah, hitting the books. Yep.
Getting ready for that next semester. Are you going to be a senior?
No, I'm a sophomore. Be a sophomore.
All right, Doc. Well, yeah. We got a new On Cinema coming out later today. Are you going to be able to check that out?
I hope. Well, when's it coming? When's it?
They usually come at about an hour or so from now, usually, sometimes earlier. Usually somebody tweets me a link to it, you know, somebody that gets a notification or something. I could probably set that up myself, but I don't have that technology access right now.
Okay. All right.
Are you solo on the trip, or?
Huh? No, I'm with my parents.
Hey-o. You get along with your folks?
They're not here. It'd be kind of weird if I was talking to you and they're here, you know?
Well, I don't know. But I mean, so do you enjoy vacationing with your parents?
I mean, I don't mind it. It's kind of, yeah, I mean, it's fine. I mean,
they're a good hang?
Yeah.
They smoke weed?
Yeah.
They do?
No.
Okay. All right. Sometimes it's cool to smoke weed with your folks.
Did you do that?
Talk
you
about
done
life.
That?
I'm not getting on the record with that. You're not getting me on the record with that. You hear me?
Okay.
That's classified information. I don't reveal classified information. Doc, it's been real, buddy. I want you to go out there and get a tan so you come back to Michigan. Your friends are blown away by your beautiful skin.
All right, I will.
See you later. All right, JL, you're
see
on.
See you later.
JL, mute the stream, my friend.
JL, mute the stream, my friend.
All right.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
How you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm in West Hollywood.
Oh.
Yep.
That's cool, dude. I was just there last night. I was doing a show at the Improv.
Oh, nice.
How do you like that?
A secret show?
Not really. I was doing a show. These guys, you know, Brendan Small.
No.
Do you know Steve Agee?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, Brendan Small created a show on Adult Swim called Metalocalypse.
And, oh, no shit.
Yeah. So, anyways, they do a show. I think once a month or something at the Improv, where they have comedians come and then we sing a song because they have a band there. And so I came and sang a song, and then did some comedy, and it was a nice time in West Hollywood at the Improv.
Sweet.
So, what's going on with you?
Not much. I just have a. I guess I'll just cut to the chase. I heard this thing a while ago about artists in general. And I always kind of wondered what an actual artist would say about it. It's basically like the further they get in their career, the more serious they want to seem.
Oh.
And like they kind of want to be taken more legitimately. And after, you know, 5 seasons of Awesome Show or whatever, I was wondering if like, you know, any of that is setting in at all or... Because I know Bedtime Stories is kind of a little darker.
It's dark. It's serious.
Still like some hilarious episodes in there. But, you know, like I was curious what your take on that.
Well, listen, I think you do, as you grow older, you get, I don't know, you have more perspective on life. You've had more life experiences. You have relationships that inform you, and you do change, and you mature. There's no doubt about that. That's just facts of life. Do I still like to clown around? Sure, I do. And I was talking to my partner, Eric, yesterday about this subject, and we have some ideas cooking that are just about as stupid and silly as the first things we ever did together. So there is a vacillation and a give and take between those two things. We have large, you know, we started out, we didn't really even think about doing this in terms of, you know, what you might consider comedy. You know, we were like film school nerds who liked very serious things. Capiche?
Capiche. I'm in the middle.
So there's all sorts of there's highs and lows and mids and all kinds of, but you know, I'm also a fan of so many things, and I know that I have a real sense, without being sounding pretentious or big-headed or anything, that the kind of stuff we do is not always going to be appreciated in its time as much.
Yeah.
Or in the way that it might later, even a couple years later. You know, I was doing the show at the Improv, and which is kind of cool for me because I don't do traditional stand up the way a lot of people do, but that's nothing that, you know, all people have all different kinds of acts. Anyways, I used to do it there years ago, and it was really difficult, and it was really confrontational with the audience in a way. And now maybe I've changed a little bit, or the acts, I've gotten maybe kind of better at it or more comfortable doing it. But I think the audience too is quicker to get what I'm going for. And so it's a different experience because people are a little more in, I don't know, they're in the headspace to laugh at what I think is funny. So there's that. Does that help you?
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. I was just curious.
All right.
Thanks for the answer.
Thanks, JL. Frank Baloney.
Hey, hey.
Hey, it's my brother Frank Baloney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's up?
Nice to, it's good, it's good, it's good. It's good for
where
you.
Where are you calling from, buddy?
I'm calling from Sweden.
Ah, the Swedes.
Yes.
What should we talk about? What do you got? What do you got for me?
Well, I guess are you doing any, like, are you going to do any shows in Sweden? Can we expect anything in Sweden?
No, I don't have anything planned. Do you think I have an audience there? Do you think if I showed up at his theater there and promoted it a little bit that there'd be an audience there or what? Or do you think I'd be playing you not, and your dad?
Well, you know, I'm not one to say, but I just know that I want to see you, and I know some other people, but it's, you know, I'm not one to say.
All right. Well, that's very humble of you and honest.
Yeah.
So we look for honesty here. I'll let you believe me. If you follow me, you follow me on Twitter and these different social media platforms.
Yeah.
Then you're going to find out one way or the other. That's a guarantee. It's not going to be this year.
Sweet.
I think maybe it'll be fun to go to London, maybe a little bit of Ireland.
Yeah, I mean, that's
maybe
close enough.
And then pop on down to those European countries that are friendly to the American voice.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, listen, I'll keep you in mind, Frank Baloney, not your real name.
Keep me in mind,
nobody in Sweden named Frank Baloney. I know that.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, talk to you later. I'm going to take a Phil Braun. Phil Braun!
What's up, Tim?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to see, hear you, I should say.
Yeah, I can't see you, but good to hear you as well.
Yeah, Phil. Been a long time, a long time fan of your, you're a long time fan of mine. I find your tweets encouraging humorous and you're a good sport, good fun, good energy coming from you.
I appreciate that. Likewise, of course. Hey, I was curious, your song, I Am a Cuck, that is recently...
I am a cuck. I am a libtard. You want to get into this?
I haven't memorized the lyrics, so you're...
No, I'm saying, do you want to get into talking about it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's been interesting the backlash you've gotten, and I wondered what your take on all that was. Why has it enraged so many people? Do you think?
well, it's a long conversation, but I'll sort of get into it. I guess a little bit. For 15 years. Since we first started putting stuff on the internet, there has been a kind of person that's online that we all know about that, you know, it has sort of been nameless and faceless for many years, who go on websites and message boards and my comment sections or videos and just, you know, the word is troll. I don't really like that word, but it's just, you know, really negative. And, you know, look, I can't tell you from the... first show we made, first episode of Tom Goes to the Mayor, right there on the message board, you know, fuck these guys. Tim and Eric have AIDS. They're faggots. You know, I hope they die in a fire. So that was like, that's been in my life for a long time. And yeah. And it's been, it comes and goes, it ebbs and flows. And what I've noticed lately is, you know, they've sort of coalesced behind a political movement, these people.
Right.
Right? And they're now like, they're now sort of have a set of ideas or you know, I don't think it's policies or just a worldview that to me is horrifying and scary, really, you know. And just, I felt like, somehow because my work, you know, outside of sort of the bigger shows I do, you know, or my at least my presence, my tweets or whatever, sometimes, you know, for years now, as you guys know, have been like, you know, making fun of Donald Trump mostly, and in a way that I think is targeting what I believe to be his, him being, you know, a maniac, which isn't new, or, you know, which isn't like that.